The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
To the Word of Prophecy broadcast, radio's most challenging hour, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to a true old-fashioned message, well, a prophetic message also, that's straight from the scriptures of your Holy Bible with true prophetic revelations from the Holy Ghost. Now, if you haven't heard this true, no-nonsense gospel broadcast before, you'll discern very quickly that this is not a typical religious talk show, and this true prophetic message is straight out of the scriptures of your Holy Bible sent to you by Holy Ghost anointing. And I pray the Lord will truly give you ears to hear. I want to continue the message today entitled The Chastening of the Church of This End Time. Now begin with a scripture found in Isaiah 21, 11 and 12. And here's what the prophet has prognosticated, and it includes our day. The burden of doom, he calleth me out of Seir, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire ye, return and come. Well, right here we can notice here that there's a morning coming. Yes, Jesus is going to return with 10,000s, time 10,000s of his saints, and set up his kingdom on this earth. But before that morning breaks eternal bright and fair, there is a night. And that night is being ushered in upon us with great spiritual darkness that's preceding this great night that we call from the prophetic scriptures the Great Tribulation. And ladies and gentlemen, the Great Tribulation is divided into two equal parts of 3 1/2 years each. And there is a time element that's arising right now of 3 1/2 years in which the Church of Jesus Christ will be chastened and purged from every spot and blemish, from its idolatry, from its world conformity, from its unbelief, from its rebellion against the Word of God. And God's saints and all the Church of Jesus Christ are going into at least 3 1/2 years of this great 7-year tribulation period. And the Great Tribulation itself is only 3 1/2 years. Now, we call it the tribulation period of 7 years, but the wrath of God is poured out in the latter 3 1/2 years of this 7 terrible trouble years arising upon us. The first 3 1/2 years is God's chastening and purging of his own church, the Church of Jesus Christ, and it will be chastened and purified and made holy in the midst of God's great judgments. And the whole truth is the church is going into the tribulation that you don't hear much preached about today except counterclockwise, that we're not going into it. Well, the shadows of that apocalyptic darkness is descending and lengthening fast upon us. Man has taken his fatal plunge, his lawless course in the pursuit of pleasure together with his selfish quest for material prosperity certainly is an ill-chosen path that's leading us squarely into the gathering storm, God's terrible judgments. And here is the tragedy. Even the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is following this unwise path. The false prophet, the Antichrist, the persecution of God's saints, a famine for hearing God's word, worldwide terrorism, famine, great earthquakes, unprecedented moral corruption, great epidemics that are incurable, terrible natural disasters, and the great tribulation and the battle of Armageddon all lie in the great spiritual darkness and spiritual night that's leading into this kingdom age, as the prophet declared. Watchmen, what of the night? Well, the answer was the morning's coming, but also the night. That night is swiftly falling upon us as this spiritual darkness envelops us when men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. In the condition of the church today that deserves chastening is, I think, is described very vividly by the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 42:22. And he said, this is a people robbed and spoiled. They're all of them snared in holes, and they're hid in prison houses. Therefore a prey, and none delivereth. For a spoil, and none saith, restore. And ladies and gentlemen, there is going to be a restoration in this 3.5 years of the tribulation period in which the church is entering for purging and cleansing from the flesh and from idolatry and rebellion. Yes, there is a restoration of that church. And the church of today is going to be restored back like the church of the book of the Acts of the Apostles, the first century church of Jesus Christ, back to true holiness, back to real love, back to true faith in God, back to the fear of God, back to the power of God in the church, and back to many of the things the church lost in its first love. And ladies and gentlemen, you never seen a church in this age of ours that anywhere near resembles the church of Jesus Christ of the first century as recorded in the book of the Acts of the Apostles in your Holy Bible. Well, we're God's saints and His watchmen who are not blind, nor their vision blurred, can accurately foretell when the coming or what the coming of this darkness means to the people of God. There's so many fables and legends that are blinding God's saints to the real truth of what lies in the descending night and approaching storm that they're confused. And here, you know, here's what's happening, and it's described in the New Testament, ladies and gentlemen, in your Holy Bible, 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 and 4. Then shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables, and not the truth of the prophetic scriptures, that is. Itching ears, that's God's people today, and they're looking for preachers that will tickle their ears with sweet nothings. What are people hearing preached today? Well, there's preaching sweet nothings. Well, we hear that everywhere. The pressing need of today's church, amid a famine for hearing the true word of God, is to hear the truth, for the truth will make you free. And the prophet warned also, this great prophet Isaiah, from whom Jesus quoted more than any other prophet or from any other book of the Bible, here's what he says in Isaiah 30:8-11. Now go, write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to their seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits, and tell the God of Israel to get out of our way. That's what the people of God is doing today in sending the Lord a message, who's the head of the church. Hey, don't be bothering us. We're having a good time here. And now, of course, they're telling the fable here that we don't have to worry about anything, that Jesus is coming any time now. Justin, if Jesus could come at any time, he would come at any time. Jesus is coming during the great night arising upon us, and that's at midnight. But blind preachers arrogantly assure God's people that we have nothing to fear about the gathering storm. They say God loves us too much to let us endure tribulation and any severe persecution. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is that fable that people with itching ears love to hear, that Jesus can come at any time and take us out of the midst of all of our troubles. No, you're going through the troubles for a purging and cleansing. It's a fable. It's not biblical. It's not a prophetic truth. And God will purge this old end-time church in this end-time generation in the purifying fires of persecution and tribulation before Jesus takes a bride for His Son. Remember, watchmen, cry out, what of the night? What of the night? The morning cometh, and also the night. Well, the religious leaders of God's people are not God's watchmen, ladies and gentlemen. And we remember, of course, if you know the Bible, in Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, verses 7 and 8. Here was the word that God gave to his great prophet Ezekiel. He said, "So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity," his rebellion that is, "but his blood will I require at thy hand." And he also says, "Son of man, warn the righteous that he depart not from his righteousness." And that's what the church has done today. And ladies and gentlemen, God has set me up as a watchman over the church to lift up my voice like a trumpet to show God's people their transgression and the house, the people of the church, their sins. And it is to warn rebellious members and preachers that God has threatened to judge them severely if they're going to play politics instead of having power with God, if they're going to hold on to their position with all our tenacity and not seek the goodwill of the people, seeking money, seeking popularity, seeking a crowd, and not seeking the blessings and favor of Jesus Christ. And the whole truth is, ladies and gentlemen, the church is going into the first half of the seven troubled years of night arising upon us. And this prophetic message is the eye salve of the Spirit. It will open the eyes of God's people who believe to see what dangers that we will encounter in the Stygian darkness into which we are entering. And God will direct us as God's people into preparation to endure whatever the hardships that we will encounter. As Israel and Egypt had to endure the first three plagues of tribulation, Exodus 8, 22 and 23, so the church of this end time will face the Antichrist persecution in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. When it was said of the Antichrist in Revelation 13 and 7, it was given unto him to make war with the saints, that's the church, and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, including the good old United States of America. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we pray that you'll open the eyes and ears of everyone to hear and to understand with their hearts and hear with their spiritual ears these things that's coming from your holy Bible and from the Spirit of God. Lord, we pray that you'll too hear the prayer of thy servant in behalf of the heart cry of backsliders and idolaters and sinners within the church, and deliver those that are lukewarm and backslidden from the bondage of their sin and rebellion and evil habits. They're in unclean and impure ways and thoughts, and may they repent and turn to you in full assurance of your forgiveness. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our prayers, God will restore the church back to its purity, yes, holiness, its unity, its first love, its great faith it had in that early church, and all those characteristics that the early church had in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. God is moving mightily to perform this great work of restoration. This is Brother Ray Pringle. We have these messages on audio cassette and video cassette. We'll mail you two video cassettes for an offering of $25 or more, and the audio cassettes of 2 hours each are for a $5 offering. And we pray that God will deal with your hearts to get these messages, share them with your family, with a group in your church, and you can see me as I teach there on video these truths of the prophetic scriptures in your Holy Bible. This is Brother Ray Pringle. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida. Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Now until our next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion as our prayer for every one of you.